chug a can of corn.
Yeah, sure. It's light. I love corn.
But you have to.
Would you do it on the Shugcast?
Not now.
I don't have a can of corn.
No, do it lucky before you go.
Yeah, I would do that, but not the water and shit. Like,
No, the water. You got to drink the water.
No, you don't need the water.
No, oh, you got to drain it? It's going to help you get it down. Like, you know, like how they dip the hot dogs?
I'm not drinking that nasty.
The Shedcast. Brought to you by Alien Entourage and the Riverside Culture.
Help. Do you want me to, should I just throw a nice fat one in?
And we all just pass it around?
Yeah.
Dude, do me and you think about the same stuff?
Yeah, a lot of the times.
Just go, drag airstream up to your nostrils.
Yeah, try not to do that.
Dude, are we going to...
Mike, you see...
This is Shedcast, right? Oh, so it's going to be on camera.
Mike, we are on camera right now.
Your fart's nasty. Okay,
this is going to be a nice, like, nice fat one.
Okay.
Like, Mike, your fart's nasty?
They can be.
How nasty?
And you know what's weird? If I notice I'm not eating as like a lot... Like, I'll skip a lunch or something like that. My farts would be nastier. But if I'm eating a lot and getting a lot of protein, then they're not as bad.
Why
protein? And they're funnier because they got more air.
Why'd you say protein, though, specifically? You're like, if I'm eating a lot and getting a lot of protein, does protein have something to do with your farts?
It does.
What does it do? I don't know.
You never had meat farts?
I meat sweats, not meat farts.
You ever had meat in your mouth?
How many times?
That was coming to the speakers, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Just want to make sure I'm not going fucking crazy.
That was just...
Were we watching the TV?
Yeah, we're watching Boondocks. No. Get the fuck out of here. We're doing the Shedcast, bitch.
This is the Shedcast.
You acting like a real bitch, homie.
Jeffrey Epstein.
Nope.
There you go.
Brought to you by Jeffrey Doomer.
No, good.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's no
theoretically,
evidence.
It may worsen the smell.
Meat farts.
If you don't get... protein, it will worsen.
No, no, they're saying that there's no true evidence.
You just said that if you ate meat, you weren't gonna have some stinky ass shits.
No, I was saying that if I eat more.
No.
Okay, fine, do whatever you want to do, dude.
It's on recording, Pat.
Yeah, exactly. Argument. Pull it up.
I said protein because I eat protein.
So do I.
Like animal protein.
Yeah.
Actually, I didn't even specify what protein it was.
Animal protein. I'm assuming it's an animal.
No,
why would you assume
plant
that?
Protein.
There's hemp seed protein. There's fungus protein.
So I didn't specify the protein.
Cannibalism.
I said when I intake more protein, I tend to my farts tend to not stink as bad.
People only love me.
But
for
I don't
my
mean
thoughts.
Like from meat farts. I just mean protein farts.
Okay, see, that's where I lost it to meat and the protein.
Like if I'm not eating, I think the gases in my stomach are more. Like
stinky
nasty.
Is coming out.
There's nothing
raw
in there.
Raw dog in all air,
I think
bro.
So.
That raw dog in your fart air? What does that even mean?
Raw dog in a fart box, bro.
Tongue punch in fart box.
I do that.
Do do. You said do do.
You said do do. And I was talking about a butthole.
Oh shit, dude.
Oh man.
Fuck.
Damn, how do we come back from that?
I ain't afraid of no doo.
How do you even afraid of no doo, bro? Dude, how do you even come closer to the mic?
I embrace the doo doo. I can hear me good.
Yeah, but I could hear me good, but what about the fucking camera?
I'm not in it right now?
I don't think so.
Are you sure? I feel
like
I'm in it.
Oh my goodness, this is a fatty old dabio.
Fatty old dabio. My boy Mike sent me up. I'm in it, right?
Yeah, barely. You're lazy eyes in it.
I'm in the cut.
Yeah, you're lazy eyes in it. You're gonna come.
I have a lazy eye.
I do not have lazy eye. Pat, you go first.
Oh, say that.
Psych.
Let me get that.
Woo!
Ha-cha-cha-cha. Look, he's not even spinning the ball.
Spin the ball, dude. Spin the ball, bro. You don't gotta put your finger on it. You take your finger off of it. Spin the ball.
Yeah, you don't put your finger
on it. Put it down a little bit. There we go. There we go. No, no, keep that on. Keep that on. No, what are you doing? You're letting the fucking smoke out. Give it to me. Oh my god. This guy, what did he say before? Doo doo?
He did say doo doo before, dude.
You guys are retarded.
That's a nice. It's still a good amount.
Here at the Shed Guest, we share because sharing's caring. Probably got to throw a little heat on that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's so hot.
Yo, just letting you know, dog, the safety's off.
It was so hot. This thing is going to melt itself.
So hot right now, Hansel. Oh, this is a smoke cast?
The Smokecast brought to you by sexy bitches with big titties.
Yes. Okay. You're getting sponsors for us now?
Yes, sir. Just big titties.
So what are they?
If you're a girl with a big titties, you sponsor Shedcast.
Yeah, but what's the discount code?
About that?
On OnlyFans?
What you mean? Discount code.
Cool too much.
Dude, keep your finger off of it while you're hitting. Only put that on when
there
you're
there you go.
No, put that on.
Yeah, if you just,
put your finger on whenever
you
want to
take
stop.
It off, just take it off a little bit. Yeah, there you go. Just to clear it.
I'm very disappointed.
That was fat.
Still going.
Damn. Damn, stop it.
God damn it. Oh my god.
Wee-hee. So fat. What was that? What'd you ask about superpowers?
I think we might be done with this, but I'm gonna try. We got one more with this blunt. We
what was the superhero thing?
We didn't even really burn it, too.
I
which forgot. Is beautiful.
What was the superhero thing, dude?
I forgot.
He said, would I rather fly and be scared of falling or swim and be scared of drowning?
Sound like Shakespeare.
I am Shakespeare. You alright, dude?
Are you alright, dude?
Oh,
don't give me that.
Pickles crying.
Don't give me that.
Look at you, bro. You look like a little baby.
I look like I'm a fucking. I'm a firefighter. I came out of smoky fire and just saved some big ass booty milf.
Oh, you want me to hit it then? Are we done?
I mean, you could probably still milk a little.
He's like,
bit.
This shit's still hitting, and he just puts it on the ground.
Well, because I'm fucking done. I'm done.
I thought we were friends.
See? I told you.
I thought we were friends.
You wanted more of that?
No, fuck no.
That's what I thought, dude. See, there's still a low temp, too.
Stop saying the P word, dude.
I didn't mean to say that.
Mm-hmm.
Favorite letter is P.
For pickle.
Wee! Say it like you're from our native country.
What's the question?
Question again?
What's the question?
Okay, would you rather?
Wow, good start.
You're picking a superpower, and but it's like you get something along with it that's bad. You can fly, but if you get scared, you fall. You can open portals to anywhere, but you cannot close them. You can control animals, but you have terrible social skills with humans. You only want to do that if you want to have sex with the animals. Then telekinesis, you can only lift 3 times your IQ level in pounds.
That's a lot, though.
So think about it. If you're really smart, too.
Oh, that's your not IQ, a lot at all.
Pat's IQ is like, what, 60?
Yeah.
At least, right?
Dude,
7,000.
Really high IQ, though, it's like, say it's 150, then you can pick up 450 pounds?
With your brain.
That's lit. With your brain.
Like, you can just move it with your mind, 450 pounds,
bro.
Without that sucks, using any
dude,
strength.
Because we're not even close to that.
Why would you rather pick something up with
150?
Your hands?
Dude, that's not
but you, but only 400, you can't even pick up a motorcycle.
So?
Bro, you
but you could do like mad shit. You still wouldn't take
dirt bike.
It? You still wouldn't take it?
Like, I'm not.
You can
not take it.
If your IQ is 100,
but there are other options.
You can pick up 300 pounds with your mind.
When you're if you're fighting someone who's 350 pounds, all you got to do is push them 50 pounds and send the rest of it with your mind.
I would do flight, bro. I could do the flight.
Okay, but you didn't finish the question.
That was it.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
No, you said portal. Say it again.
I said it. Flight, but if you get scared,
you fall. No, because I want to ask questions about all of
them. Okay.
Okay.
From the beginning.
The power of flight.
But you get scared.
But if you get scared, you fall. Okay, that's just
the higher you go, the more likely.
That's just a preference, though. Depends.
So if you,
if you're
so
not
if
go
you,
with heights, you're not flying.
But what if you? But what if you stop being scared? You could start flying right back again.
Yeah, I'm assuming so, 100%.
If you're just like, oh nah, never mind.
Some Superman
I'm not
shit
anymore.
Just falling through the air, then he just wakes himself
like, yo,
up.
I'm good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, you get over your fear real quick.
Mm-hmm. I think that one probably you'd probably conquer pretty fast because you wouldn't fly if you were scared.
You could fly low until you're not scared of it.
So I'm saying, you work your way up, you work your way up.
Flying sick. That's one of the reasons I want
to. Or you could just not be afraid of heights. And
if you
know that about yourself, you can just start flying
off. If you get scared of what, though? Because it says if you get scared. What if you get scared of a
bear? I'm assuming the only thing to get scared of, though, is...
you get scared of a plane? Or you see a big cloud up ahead and you go, holy shit. And then you go, whoa.
Yeah.
I think those are not really realistic.
Lightning scares
I think
you.
That's not really realistic.
It says, but you get scared.
But why would you be scared if you can
fly? I think the question's assuming that...
If you know you can fly,
I agree.
Right?
I agree. Exactly. Fly away, bro. It's a bear now. I'm out, bro.
Yeah, I'm not scared. Okay. I can fly. All right,
next. What's the next?
Okay. The portals.
You can open portals anywhere, but you can't close them. That's crazy.
What does that mean, though?
You open it right now. You're what sitting here in the shed. What kind
of portal? A portal to walk through.
Like it looks like Atlantis, like a circle portal.
Yeah, yeah. Like some Doctor Strange shit, bro. Never some Doctor Strange. Nope. Yep.
Now everyone could use it.
But do you get to pick the exit? How does the exit portal work?
Yeah, you make a portal to wherever you want, but now anyone in those two places could use the portal.
It's like Doctor Strange, bro. You just open it.
Never closes. You could start entire highways that way. Actually, what you could do, check this out. Boom. You buy land. Making
motherfuckers pay.
You buy land in all these different places, these different countries around the world, and that's where you make your portal go to. So now if people want to use your portal to transport goods and shit like that, then they have to pay you to use it. Because it's on your property and you're always popping it up on your property.
You
hit up
companies and say, yo, you want your goods transported straight up. I'll transport them anywhere for you.
Exactly.
Front me. Front me.
And then you have like a company like DHL, like a home delivery kind of service type shit that's just, you have delivery drivers all over.
And you make friends with everybody in all different countries. Mm-hmm. And you're like, yo.
Or you start wars.
Or fucking.
Or you start wars. You know, the rapists just start running through the portals, snatching up kids. You know, that's crazy.
You don't want people.
That's why you got to do them on your, you got to be responsible.
They have to be protected. They have to be protected.
Do them on your property.
They have to be protected. Because then if anyone's on it, it's trespassing. Official government fucking agencies, bro. No,
fuck the government, dude.
Yeah, fuck the government, brother. All the Russians run the government anyways, right?
False.
False. What's the next one?
It's the Germans.
Telekinesis, but it's 3 times your IQ.
And weight that you can move?
What's good?
Is that only 3? What? Is there only 3 of them?
No.
No, the animals. I skipped the animals.
Okay, what's this one?
Control animals, but you have terrible social skills.
What do you mean control animals?
You're a fucking weirdo,
like,
bro.
You're the king of the ant. Like, they do whatever you say.
You're a fucking furry. You're a weirdo. You're like,
no.
No, that's not what that is. That means animal. That that's what I would do. I already have odd
you have no social skills, so assuming you lose your family.
No, terrible.
So the same
not
already?
Not none.
Probably lose your family.
Not none. It says terrible.
You're probably weird. You're having a lot of sex. A lot of sex.
Not with animals.
This picture specifically has wolves. You're probably going to have sex in a pack of wolves.
No, that's not probable.
Which is okay,
That's what you did.
Your family knows what you're up to. You're running around with animals, bro. You know, like you're chilling in Antarctica with the walrus, bro. You're going to clap walrus buns, bro. It is what it is.
No, dude.
But your family will judge you.
Nope.
And then you're going to be like sitting over there making cow noises because you'd be chilling with cows and shit. Like,
nah, dude. I'm telling you, that would be super sick. You'd be like Dr. Doolittle.
It doesn't say that you talk to animals. It says you can control
all animals.
Yeah, but you're not. Social skills, but humans, bro.
So
what are you going to go chill with the rest of the animals? What are you going to do with all your animals?
Just rap and then chill.
What if you have like a couple really tight friends? Yeah. But you just have terrible social skills. But you got like 2-3 tight friends.
That know you. They're like, yo, that's my boy. He's a little weird, but it's because he talks to
you. Yeah, that happens all the time. Can't
be as good as that.
Dude, what do you mean? That's literally what it says.
He's my boy, but he's married to a wolf. But he's got a side hoe.
Why is everything sexual?
He's got a side hoe. Because it is.
It's a power. It's not sexual with
bro.
We're grown men.
There's always sex involved somehow.
Now with the flying one.
If I can go through a forest and not have to worry about being attacked by animals.
Absolutely.
Or I can go to Africa and then see the lions.
No, bro. If you get this power, you start an army and you take over the world.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you're basically Kaido.
You're not taking.
That's what I would do.
King of the beasts, bro.
King of the beasts.
A circus.
A circus. You're a bum.
No.
A circus.
Yeah.
Why?
You make bread. You can have them do wild shit.
I'm not about to. I'm taking over the world. I'm have all the bread.
With how? With what? Zoos?
Animals?
With what?
Strap. Guess who kills about? Animals?
Bombs. I'm gonna go to some crazy scientist and be like, yo, give me some pill that'll make the monkeys talk and shit. So then I'm
gonna bring down part of the fucking.
I can control animals. Give me that shit right now.
Anything.
And they're gonna make a deal with me. They're gonna give me an army of animals. I'm gonna all clocks. And it's strap. You seen Planet of the Apes, bro? That's just gonna be me.
Yeah, but you sound like
a horse with
you
it.
Sound like a warlord.
Well, you could go to the jungle and grab up a bunch of gorillas.
I'll just grab an army. What if I can do bugs? Does that include bugs?
Yes, yeah, all animals,
all them, yeah. Ants, bro. Like, you could really
animals. You could do anything.
Shino,
dude.
Bro.
You could the crows. You could be a Tachi.
Yeah,
you could
what about just sex, literally bro? Have crows. How are you gonna get bitches?
You just have bad social skills, but maybe some bitch would be like, or some woman.
You could have one woman.
Nah, would be what like, if they want nothing to
nah,
do
nah,
with
nah, that's not true. They'd be like,
one
yo,
woman is going to like you.
First of all, there's a bitch who's on vacation with her husband, and they're walking through the woods. They're on a safari, right?
You turn into a horse?
No, stop. You don't turn into anything. No, chill.
You mean turn into a horse?
Chill. Control a horse. But listen.
Oh, because I have a horse cock?
She's on vacation with her husband on a safari. She sees you
What's good?
Go past
like
the
Tarzan
Jeep,
type shit?
Riding on the top of two lions.
Butt ass
with
naked.
A giraffe pulling the lions and fucking birds sitting on your shoulders and you're just going past the
Jeep. Getting my
like
dick
this.
Sucked by
and
a
you're
monkey.
You're telling me she's not going to try and fuck you. She's going to be like, oh, that dude's gross. And you just go, she's with
yeah,
her
but
husband,
I'm on a giraffe.
And you're just like this.
With
laying,
birds?
Yeah, but what if this? What if birds are holding you up so you're like reclined? And there's just two lions on each feet, and
what
the giraffe
if at that
is
moment,
the lions.
Bro, what if at that moment my monkey was sucking my shit?
No, then she'd probably be like, that dude's fucking weird.
The law. But not.
There's laws for that.
There's laws for that.
Because that's probably what would happen, bro. Like, you're king of the jungle, bro. Something's going to be
you
sucking
you. You are
your
not
shit,
king
bro.
Of the jungle. Mm. You're human.
You're king of the beasts, bro.
The monkeys are going to get you fish, and they're going to put a new
dude,
fish on
you,
sucking
me,
your shit until it dies.
You're telling me
you
you're not
one.
Down on vacation, and there's a bunch of bitches on the beach, and you fucking roll through
yeah, but
standing on two
you're
dolphins.
In the jungle,
you
bro.
Just,
you're in the jungle by yourself, bro. Like, all right.
Why are you in the jungle? It just says you control animals. You're putting that there, bro. I could be down in Miami cruising by South Beach with two dolphins, on one on each foot, just riding by the beach. Like, yo, anyone trying to take a ride? What?
What if the dolphins don't do it but for anybody else?
They won't.
So
unless
then,
I
yeah,
say
what
so.
The dolphins straight
they control,
up? Oh, yeah,
I control
yeah,
them. I control them. Nah, I control
no,
them.
No, he controls them.
That's
like.
A,
except for that one part.
Nah,
no,
that's not
what
part
do you mean?
Of
that's
it.
Stupid.
But it was like, well, you can control us to do what, but we don't do it for anyone else.
No,
what?
That's no.
I'd
no.
be like,
you
yo,
just
save them.
He's just
you save
know,
them
just
from drowning.
They're like, nope.
And they're like, the children, save the children.
Okay, okay.
And like, take me over there. All right, I'll take you over there.
And then I gotta grab them and they go, I'm not gonna touch them.
We got enough. We got enough of the animal sex. We got now. We got telekinesis. All
right, next.
Telekinesis, but
I don't
you only live three
one.
Times your IQ level.
I don't mind that one.
So
in town,
what do you think my IQ is? At least 80, right?
At least.
I think 80's low.
It is, right? Yeah. Oh, okay, I know like 65 is like low. That's why I said 60
Let's
before.
Let's find out. Because I think 80 is pretty low.
I think I did an IQ test before.
What's the average?
I think it was over a buck.
What's the average?
Maybe.
I've
I don't
never,
know if
I've
it was
never,
a legit IQ test. Though.
I've never done
it. It was
IQ
like a fucking
test.
Like Quora thing.
I know my SAT score.
I don't think it. Yeah, that's. All right.
Score so, or scale?
IQ test. But I don't think the IQ.
How different is an SAT
dude, I think,
and an
yo,
IQ test?
Yo, did you know that the IQ test is racist?
I don't know.
How different is an SAT test and an IQ test?
It is racist.
what?
See you right there.
Yo,
that's hilarious. Borderline mental disability.
I was gonna say Mike a good 33.
Yo, chill, bro. I'm obviously 144.
Severe mental disability.
Not even a question. Smart as shit, boy.
I don't even know what my kid would be.
I mean, I hit 200 one time. Dope.
You can be in the '80s though, the high '80s. The high '80s is average.
Average intelligence. I feel like I gotta be higher than that.
The high '80s all the way up to 114. All
right. So what do we say? So our IQ test is say 100,
probably like 140
above average or bright. Let's say a buck 20.
115 is above. Yeah.
So
above
let's say
average
a buck 20.
That's where we all
buck,
stand.
Yeah.
A buck 45.
He breaks the scale.
I don't even want to fucking know at this moment right now
what it would be.
Maybe, I mean, if I was in school, maybe
144.
Not right now.
What you mean?
Cause like,
shit probably fucking fat.
It probably has to go by
probably
shit
fucking
that
fat.
School shit, right?
Yeah, probably.
See, it's no different than
it's mostly common sense, but
it's no different than SAT.
Though, it's not though.
It's not like yo seven apples in a basket.
Nah, there's some other shit on there.
Pat fucked
two
of them.
Look up my SAT score.
So what are we saying though? Why are we looking up your SAT? Where
y'all try to call me
where's
stupid?
Yo, what's your IQ average? And what are we going with 100?
My shit probably
it's not 145 because that's like. Like a genius level. And yeah. It only goes to 144 on this scale.
I can't be 145.
Well, it says more you items, I think, underneath it.
You could be.
Okay, so why aren't we all just... What are we talking about this for?
For this fucking thing.
Oh, highly gifted.
I'm probably okay. I'm probably like a buck 80.
Oh, no, I'm probably...
like a
no, I'm probably like you know fucker.
I was going to say 145, but then I saw it was 180 and up, and I was like, shit.
I'm probably too late. Bam, all right, 200. So what are we saying? What's the average?
200.
Average?
For us. The average for the group.
100.
Pat brings us down that far.
What the fuck? Fuck you. You motherfuckers bring me
down. We're 100 all together. All right. I bet you we're all 100 on the dot.
Me, yeah,
you,
let's say
why are we 115?
Because I feel like, I don't know. Should we take one? Should we see if they ever practice one?
Are you stupid?
Do an IQ test on the shed cast right now?
Mike, are you stupid?
Yeah, let's see what our collective IQ is to do. Let's do it.
Right, should I go to the bottom?
I don't know.
Them, they look so stupid.
I don't know. What's your IQ? Answer 20 tests and find out. Yeah, BMI certified.
Open it.
You don't think that's an ad?
Hit open.
That's an ad.
Oh, dude. Yeah, it's all good, though.
We got bamboozled. So look up IQ tests on Google.
Singledorfed.
Legit ass IQ test for the homies.
Google.
Yeah, do the IQ test for the homies. Do that one.
Really?
Yeah, let's see what we got.
Yeah, I'm thinking that shit. IQ test for the homies. Need that. Homeschoolers. Mental age test.
Alright. It's like home now. It's fucked up.
Yeah, it's referring to people who are homeschooled, homies. Alright.
We make phone calls?
What? Like phone a friend? I don't think so.
This is going to be a collective because it's going to be all three of our brains.
So this is the IQ of the village. This is the IQ of the village in the shed, right? Start a certified test.
Let's do it. 45. I take the one out to 145. We 45.
Okay.
All right. 20 minutes.
All right, let's go.
Let's answer 20 questions.
Let's do this. Go. Run it.
Choose the answer.
All right, cool. A, B, C, or D.
Yeah, skip if you're stuck to come back later.
All right, okay. Fuck that. We don't do that shit.
Let's go.
Actually, we don't waste time on a question. We skip it and we come back. Let's go. We out.
Boom.
All right, I agree. Cool. The government can suck my dick.
You also have the option to purchase your results.
So that means they're not going to tell us?
No. You receive a free score delivered by email.
All right, say that. Let's go.
But you could purchase more. I don't know. Just hit a green.
Whatever, bro. If we all fucking throw up
money. Question 1 of 20.
Oh, fuck. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Right? See?
Bottom right, yeah.
Oh, what?
So fucking high.
I have no fucking idea what that
would be. Oh, they're just moving over, bro. It's the one with a dot in it. The small blue dot.
Yeah.
It's the only one that's missing is the one that could be there.
This?
Yes, son.
I don't know why it would be that. Skip and come back to it.
Wait. Why wouldn't it be that?
I don't know.
I'll come back.
Dude.
You just skipped. Dude, you don't you trust me. You skipped
a perfectly good question. That was Mikey, fucking it's
A.
Right.
A. All right. So then
fuck you. I don't believe
it'll come back. It'll
come back.
420.
My fuck is retarded.
It'll be a triangle, right?
Yeah, it's going to be D.
No.
Wait. I'm sorry. Sorry, A. My bad.
Don't be bugging.
I'm not bugging.
A?
A.
Yes, A.
A's busting, dude.
That's a good reason. Yeah.
I'm thinking. If Jessica, Elizabeth, and Stephanie in a room all shake hands with each other, how many total handshakes will occur?
Come on, there's six.
Yeah, it's gotta be six. The population of an alien race doubles every 2 minutes. How long will it take for the population to grow from 1,000 to 32? 2, 4, 8, 16, 32. 5 minutes. 11 lions, 4 cats, and 7 crows have a total of. Jesus Christ.
Are they?
Wait, 11 lions. That's would be
11 tails.
22. 15,
11. That's 15 22 cats.
Total. 44 eyes.
Yep, so it wouldn't be that. And it would be 22 heads. But the tails.
11.
14 wings. 14 wings. 7 crows. The price of an item was low. Oh, my bad, you read it.
The price of an item was lowered by 25%. By what percent must this discounted price be increased to go back to original price?
Price of
25? Right?
That's what I would assume.
The price of an item was lowered by 25? Yeah. Yep. Gotta be, right?
No, I have no idea.
I'm assuming so.
As we're smoking
a wax. I said I was scared to do this. Continue. Oh, there's wax in here.
Continue. Quick. We got 20 minutes.
I'm smacked.
It doesn't go in this.
Go.
Hurry up.
Continue. Choose the next number in the following sequence.
All right, 12. Skip. Let's go.
Choose the next number in the following sequence. 1, 1, 2, 3, 5.
The equal, right?
1 plus 1 is 2. Yeah, 3 plus 5 is 8.
So
let's see. Following number in the sequence: 20, 19, 17, 14, and 10.
It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
D.
Give me that D.
That was a nice one.
Pause. Yo, this is good. Continue.
Hell yeah, dude. The smacked IQs. 3 brains in 1. 3 smacked brains. 3 smacked brains. What do you think it would be? It would have to be this one, right?
Oh, yeah. No, you're right. Yep. Okay. What the fuck?
This?
No.
Hey.
Yeah. Hey, I need that.
Hey.
Juicy, please.
Juicy, please. Yo, this one's crazy.
This looks like some alien shit. Hmm. What's your favorite color, Mike?
What do you think? Or skip?
Skip.
I didn't even get a chance to look. Y'all got this? Or y'all need me to
What do you got? What do you think, dude?
I don't know. I'll tune in.
It's like, it's either this, it's either
let me this tune in. This. Let me tune in.
This went up.
It's one of these shits, bro.
It's by the number of the fucking one that's colored in.
What's anything?
It's definitely not D. Okay, let's cross D out. It's not D. Nobody wants D right now.
Let's go, A.
Let's do it. Let's see what happens.
I was gonna figure it out, bro.
We're running out of time.
I was gonna figure it out. Y'all not giving me the time to solve this.
Okay.
You're right.
Continue.
You're right.
We're gonna look stupid.
We only got 3 questions.
If you read, look how much time wizards.
Look how fast we did.
It's all good. We could go back to the
list. That's what I'm saying, bro.
If you rearrange the letters,
it's not a race, yo.
LICARB, you get the name of
Brazil.
Country.
Nice, dude. See, dude.
Are you sure? I don't think so.
That was a country.
B-R-A-Z-I-O.
Those were the only letters in it.
Yeah, but like, it was.
If wasn't that's an E in there?
No,
I'm not sure. Dude.
No, it said Lizar. It said Lizar.
Are you
B.
sure?
Yeah, it said Lizar B. Which of the four choices?
Lizar P.
Yeah, the faster you do it, probably
which
the better.
Of the bugging. Four choices is the odd one out.
Guess. No. Sex. The band. Require. What the fuck?
Yes, you're right.
Yeah.
What do you mean I'm right? I didn't even say that.
You did. Hit the ankle. Shoulder to wrist.
Hip.
To ankle, shoulder to wrist.
Hip. Ankle.
B.
Oh. You think so?
Yeah, sir. Santa Claus. Which of the four choices is the other?
Obviously, Snapkin. Pat, stop saying the P word, dude.
Sorry.
You gotta go back and do. We skipped.
No, you stupid.
You can't go back. Now we gotta do submit it. Just submit it. Whatever. We skipped 2 answers.
No, that was the last one.
I know. We were supposed to go back and do the ones we didn't answer. You can't do it. Don't go back.
No.
Don't go
back. Why?
You can't. It won't let you. Because it's submitted now. Put in the shed and then our email.
We can't do this, bro.
Do your email.
Look, we didn't even answer some questions.
Who cares? Just do it for the podcast bit. Just type in the shed.
For here?
Yeah.
Yeah, do you know how to spell?
No, I don't.
and then do anyone's email that you want in here.
Oh, you want to do your email?
No. Any candy?
Just do your, no, just do yours that you can pull up.
I'll give you my email. You can do weird things with it.
It's going to send a bunch of stuff to my email.
Yeah, Jar Jar Medusi.
What, did they beat us? We got to spend $2 to get the answers?
Yeah, I think so.
Waste of time. They're not getting a cent from me. All the cops.
Yeah, that's crazy. You're gonna make me spend $2 to find out how smart I am? They're just calling me dumb.
Goofy, you dumb.
What, you think I'm dumb?
I fucked up.
$21.21 a month. That's how many times are you taking your IQ test? Think, bro. What the fuck? You think I'm just fucking paying for a yearly subscription to find out how fucking dumb you think I am?
Think we're taking the test. Go because fuck yourself. We're stupid.
No, exactly. There's, go fuck there's things on there to improve it so you can continue to improve it.
Yeah, whatever, dude. That's fucking whack, man. That's fucking whack.
Bro. Yeah, they're bugging Mike. That's not cool, that went bro. Back. Why'd you have to do that website?
No, I deleted it, bro. It said your shit would be lost if you back if you left a page.
No, I'm not doing this again.
Yeah, we know. We know, Pat.
You doing that without me?
What?
You're doing that without me?
Yeah, we're gonna do it another time. So I guess the thing was that we would be able to pick up 300 pounds with telepathy.
Yeah, I really wish we were so smart we were.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So that would have been dope.
So what are y'all doing?
Well, obviously, we're really smart. We whiz through that shit.
I'm doing flight, but I know what you're probably doing.
I can't hear you. You're not talking
I'm doing me. Flight, but y'all would probably do the animal you're like sex.
Caressing that fucking...
Yeah, I probably do the animal sex. Man, it wasn't even one of the options.
Yes, it was.
Why are you holding that thing like a little baby?
Because it's comfortable and it's cool.
Yeah, I probably like do.
Nice and cold.
The animal sex.
No, you would do the animal sex.
Control I said I'm doing all flight. Animals? Probably.
Then what are you going to do with them?
Everything and anything everything. That I want.
You're weird, bro. You're not doing nothing with your
animals. What? Are you going to take over the world?
Probably not. I'm a good guy. But I'll let people know if I want to that I can.
How so? Because then the government would just kill you off rip.
They wouldn't be able to.
How? What is a gorilla so bulletproof?
What?
You have so many dope pets. Dude, dope you don't pets? Understand.
First of all, if I could control pets, that means that I could utilize them with my intelligence, dude. I could have, like,
they were calling it an airstrike.
What?
You're dead.
Dude, not if I had fucking, no, not if no. I made a shield of ants, dude.
A shield of ants. A
shield of ants. Ants or cockroaches because they survive nukes, so I could just make a shield. Yeah, I mean, cockroaches enough are of them. They're nuke-proof. Bulletproof. They're nuke-proof.
Bro, what was that shield? You're not, no, yeah, you're
sorry. I'd be straight.
No, nothing.
All the ants, enough. Yeah.
No.
There's enough of them.
They'll shoot you with missiles.
Just the ants will stop
big ass too. Bullets.
Yeah, I got ants for that.
Some weirdos down there.
The ants will come from beneath. That,
dude. Mike will be down there trying to squirrel his way in there and give you a kiss.
Technically, to be honest with you, all humans are animals. So I'd have dog. Control over no, you
I'm
guys
a dog.
Too.
I'm a dog.
Yeah. You're a bitch.
Nah.
Yeah.
That is the best thing you've done.
Yeah, that was good shit.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Yo, didn't you have something that we were talking about earlier that we wanted to talk about on the Shedcast? Like earlier.
I don't know, bro.
It was like maybe something. It was something over sometimes the weekend.
Mike got a crush on me the way he'd be looking at me.
Yeah, dude.
I'm waiting for you to say something.
Dude, he admires you, bro.
Nah, because I'm waiting for you to say something hilarious.
He admires the fuck out of you, dude.
I was about to say, I saw that crazy scary movie Smile. You heard of that shit?
No.
It's fucking scary shit.
You should do it. You should smile.
You look like the lady when she gets possessed.
I am a lady, possessed lady.
Like the demon.
I am. You should be scared of me.
I would be scared of you. I am scared of you.
Thank you. You should be, dude. You should watch the way he looks at you.
Thank you. I'll never look at you again because I stole your soul.
You guys should see that scary movie.
Yeah, maybe. You want to watch it with us?
Yeah, I already saw it, though, so it's not as good for me.
You sit between us? That's the case?
Only if you guys wear handcuffs.
So we can't run away when it gets too scary?
Handcuffed to each other?
No, so I can run away.
Me and
leave us in the movie.
Me and Robert handcuffed to each other.
Dude, I don't really like scary movies.
I saw in the movie theater, bro. It was so scary, bro.
Did it make you jump scary or it was like crawl out of your skin scary?
Both.
What was scary?
The jump scare.
Smile,
get me.
Mike. The movie. Smile, Mike.
Oh, I never saw.
Smile.
That. I've never seen that.
Smile.
No. Why not?
Smile. I hate you guys.
Look it up.
No. Smile.
I'm not.
Look it up, bro. It's fire. It's that you gas. The Zaza's.
Smile.
Look it up.
He goes. I thought we were friends.
I don't want to.
We're not friends anymore?
Oh, no. I forgot. I had this for you.
Candy? Oh.
Candy?
No Snickers, bro? Come on.
No.
Dude.
We should have designated Snickers.
Bars. There's pizza right there.
You like pizza? We're dumb. We should have found out if we were dumb or not.
We're great. We want to spend 2 hours to good. Find out if we're dumb?
No, I don't.
I have a two.
We
steal all
we,
my money.
We
I have an IQ of 300.
That's dope, man.
A 300.
That's good shit.
You think we got a 300?
At least just Pat. Just himself.
You got a 13.2.
What was what was Minato's IQ?
120.
That's not even that smart. He's stupid.
Google it. 4 for 4. Tech guy. Oh yeah, I got you.
Yeah, dude.
One Piece.
Our video is about to hit 1 million views. It might be at 1 million right now.
Yo, check. If we do, Mike has to get naked. And what are you going to do naked? What were we talking about earlier?
What?
Mike?
What did you guys talk about?
What?
What did we talk about earlier?
Huh?
You don't remember?
What?
When we were talking about when the video would hit 1 million views, what you would do?
Huh?
How you would, like,
get naked? My God. 962,000, bro. We're almost there.
Mike said,
what's his IQ?
He would act like a horse.
It doesn't say?
And like Rob ride him around the neighborhood. Like a steed. Naked.
Huh. Wait, where is it? So Shikaku had the highest.
This is not the village hidden in the shed.
It is not.
What are we doing, bro? What are you doing?
Yo, that was a valid question, though.
He's
just deep diving. But it was a good question, Salah.
What was your question?
I don't have a question for you. I don't have a question for you, bro.
Dude, what was the story you wanted to tell?
I don't know.
You said, bro, you had a story you wanted to tell.
No, I didn't,
us.
Bro. Yes, did. I was talking about something with Mike earlier. I feel like he told me not to talk about it.
No, yeah, exactly. Dude,
no, what was that? Jabroni. We don't have to worry about jabronis.
That's what it was.
Do we eat raw hot dogs?
Candy ass.
You can't see a goblin.
Dude.
A glizzy you're goblin.
You're gonna get fucking rock bottom out here.
Glizzy goblin goblin.
Yo. Shut the fuck up. You're always making these weird little rhymes.
Yo, I don't like this weird tension between
you. Yeah,
what you mean? What you mean, bro? What you mean, weird little rhymes, bro?
What you mean? What you mean, weird?
I'll tell you what you mean.
I love you,
Pat. I'm just fucking with you.
I know. You're my son.
Whoa. Can I fly at that fly?
No, I'm not. That's why I'm saying. That's why I keep fucking going, dude.
What? He goes, yeah, no, we're cool. You're just my son, dude. And significantly older than me.
He thinks that we care about what he says. And all that. Like,
yes. What you talking about, bro?
Well, the thing is,
like, it's the Shedcast, and you're a guest on it.
Yeah.
So if we wanted to talk about Naruto,
yo, this ain't Village. What are we doing, bro? This ain't Village.
Yeah, we ain't talking
Village, bro.
Yeah, we were talking about Naruto.
Mike, did you hear anything?
Yeah, I heard
a real one in the right here. Feel me? Out here getting chicken, kitty.
It pooped in your pants.
Yeah.
I haven't shit myself anytime recently.
You just asked us to pause the podcast so you could wipe.
No, I don't have to wipe. I have a diaper on already. Fools.
Right. Fools.
All right. So back to.
I got that good diaper.
Somebody once told me the world was gonna roll
me.
I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed. Welcome to the Shedcast. Here with your boy Mike Nice, as usual, in the shed. You already know the man of the hour from the village in the shed.
Man of the year.
Man of the year, the myth, the legend. Pickle Pat the Thinker.
Yes, sir. Where the bit? Where the fat bitch is at? Let me know. Hit me up.
Got you. I'll let you know.
Beat up all the time.
And also in the shed, you know. You love him.
Yeah, also in the shed.
The other half of my heart.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Are you gonna tell him who I am?
No. They should know, dude. He's definitely not Pickle Pat the Thinker. That's for sure.
Me.
And if it's not, he's Mike
way,
Nice.
Way better than him, dude.
You heard that here? Yeah. He almost cried. He goes, yeah.
I didn't mean that. Dude. It's like they're equal. They're like equal, dude. Yeah,
they're both real cool.
They're both pretty cool. They're both pretty cool, actually.
He goes, I got pork rinds in my eyes.
No, I didn't just say that.
Did you not just say that?
No, I did not
say that. You did not just say that. I'm not crying. I got pork rinds in my eye.
No, these pork rinds are dry. They're dry, bro. They're dry. What do you mean, brother?
Man, I did not cry.
Pork
rinds are dry.
You won't eat. You won't eat. Changing it.
I wouldn't cry at all, bro. I'm something. Just good right now. You know how much agita it's gonna give me?
You eat something? What?
He did with the agita.
What did you say, bro? What did he just say? What does that word mean?
Agita.
What did he say?
You know what agita is?
What did you say?
Agita.
You're bugging.
What?
It's not a real word.
Yeah, it's something with your tummy.
It's not a real word.
It is. It's like
acid reflux.
It's like when you get like but like nerves too. Like when you get like fucking, you get
pork
like,
rinds make you nervous.
You got butterflies in your tummy. Nah,
like you it could be used the same way. But yeah, that's like I get acid reflux from it. It makes my stomach uneasy.
It feels like pork? It's falling off a building.
Or just the grinds.
Well, pork, but that's deep fried pork skin. So like it's definitely gonna do that. That's and yeah.
So you don't eat pork?
I try not to eat too much.
Why?
Because it gives me fucking.
Why? Because
it gives me agita. But okay, I try. Like, I'll do like a bacon, egg, and cheese.
Does it affect your poop?
Not so much. It's more just.
Can you eat corn?
Yeah, I eat corn.
Mad corn.
I eat a decent amount.
Mad corn.
If you ate. You know how you can't digest corn.
No, you can. You just got to chew it. We talked about this on the podcast.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. Because if you just chewed it, then they wouldn't be whole. It would get digested.
Yeah,
you
just.
But you just got to stop sucking corn,
though. If you ate straight corn.
No, because you're eating it so fast or slow. If you had a diet
of straight corn, like, would you eventually just be shitting out straight corn?
No, you have to chew it really good. But
it'd probably form an ear and come out like that.
Yeah, dude. If you just swallowed them whole.
You never shit an ear?
It would be sick.
Never shit an ear?
Shit a leg.
Yo.
Fuck a little baby leg.
Pat, do you think you could swallow a can of corn?
You sound mad weird right now. I was talking about swallowing shit.
Oh, dude.
It's a normal thing that you do every day with your food. And your spit.
Not, you're talking about sexually?
No. Water. Soda. Spit.
I don't know what he's talking about.
Me neither.
Dude, if you swallowed a whole... I'm saying...
You're trying to drink your spit
can,
or something.
No, can
like
you
that.
Swallow a whole can of corn?
I got cotton mouth.
Can I swallow a whole
can of corn? Like, if we just ate a corn, but instead of chewing it, just every spoonful
like
swallow. Just,
like Popeye eats spinach?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure, why not?
And then your whole poop might be corn, and we'll take a picture of it.
Yo, would you do that for the bit? I'm fucking buckled. Would you fucking chug a can of corn?
No, do it before
you have to eat corn for days, bro.
No. I want to. I'm asking you a separate question.
No, you just swallow it.
Would you chug a can of corn?
Yeah, sure. It's light. I love corn.
But you have to swallow.
Would you do it on the Shedcast?
Not now.
I don't have a can of corn.
No, do it before you go.
Yeah, I would do that, but not the water and shit. Like,
No, the water. You got to drink the water.
No, you don't need the water.
No,
you got to drain it. It's going to help you get it down. Like, you know like how they dip the hot dogs?
I'm not drinking that nasty ass.
Yeah, I wouldn't either, though. I'm not drinking the nasty shit either.
I'll do the straight corn, bro. I'll munch on that shit. I'm not doing the nasty water.
No, you can't munch on it, though. You have to swallow it.
You have to swallow it.
Because then the poop is going to be all corn.
It's not about my poop. Huh? Is it about my poop or not?
The poop.
I thought it was like an eating corn thing.
No, the bit's the poop.
There's the poop.
Yeah, you said if you ate a lot of corn,
then
your whole poop.
So if I did it for the Shedcast, y'all would record me shitting, and then
no, you could just take a picture of it in the toilet.
Yeah,
like on like a camera.
A really good camera.
A toilet bowl,
like a toilet cam, like a fucking GoPro.
Not out of your butt.
Toilet cam.
No,
y'all can see my ass and rip it up.
No,
straight corn coming out that shit like a fucking leaf blower, just blowing corn at my ass.
No. We would never use a GoPro. Those stink. We have way better cameras than that.
All right, cool. Hook my butthole up. I want that shit HD.
Nice. Pause. That's nuts.
No, we can't do that because there's nowhere to show that.
What?
There's nowhere to show that. Unless you do it on like Pornhub or OnlyFans.
You would get bread.
Pornhub, no.
Cornbread?
Pornhub, no, but OnlyFans, yes, probably.
You get cornbread?
So let's do it.
Man, who shit? Only corn? We have to swallow the
y'all
corn.
Y'all gotta edit it and shit.
Edit what? Editing what, dude? It's a fucking video of you shitting corn.
You want to say that? We can do what's it. That's edit? What you want.
He goes, yo, can you like bring the contrast up a little bit? What do you want to edit, dog?
Everything, bro. Y'all just gotta make my shit look fire.
If we, yeah, we can do it. We can do it.
I get most of the money, obviously.
Right? For the right price?
I get most of the money, right? I guess.
Yes.
Like how much? Like 95%?
95, yeah.
No.
How much you want?
You don't think... I'd take 5 off the top for the video edit.
No, royalties? 5% all royalties. The money we make.
5% royalties is all the money he ever makes ever from shitting from the video.
I'm going to get famous off that shit.
Yeah, I want at least like 45%.
Fuck out of here.
Why?
What do you mean, why?
Is that my idea?
It's my butthole.
But it's half my idea.
That's not what your boy said.
What do you mean, man?
Your boy said that was his butthole. And he didn't get the joke.
Y'all are mad weird.
Dude, we're the best. Around. No one's ever gonna stop me now.
Uh-huh.
Yo. Like yo, that. Speaking of controlling fucking animals, bro.
Yeah.
Yo, the deer out here are crazy.
Yes.
They're fucking?
City deer are nuts, bro.
I'm yo, a city boy.
They let me walk right up. Kiss on the lips.
Yep. And what's it gonna be tomorrow? A little kiss on the butt.
What's it gonna be tomorrow? Damn, he's like always trying to close, dude.
It's pretty good. He goes, yeah, well, what's it gonna be tomorrow, though? You're not gonna stop there.
Yeah, I know you're not. I know you're thinking. You're thinking about ways of getting that ass. See that furry ass?
A white tail?
That white tail pokes up.
Nah, dude, I was walking over there, and like normally a deer in the woods, I was going to take a piss earlier, and normally a deer in the woods would run away when it sees you, but it just stood there.
Looked at your dick?
Yeah, of course.
They do.
Nah, I was respectful. I went away.
It's the berry.
But
little
it just stood there. It was like
little blueberry.
Yeah. I seen him later too.
Same so dude came out. Back?
Same dude.
But he was a boy.
No, this was a girl. Two girls.
She looked good. They look good.
They look great. They look
deers or people? I would eat them.
Deer.
Deers, okay.
Deer. Yo, I see these two people in the woods, and they like didn't run, dude. Yeah, they just beautiful. Stood there, and they were beautiful. And they just stared at me, and then I walked away and pissed.
And I would it looked good. I would have ate it, but.
You guys walked right up, kissing the lips.
I wasn't sure for a second. I thought deer, and then I was like, wait.
Would you fuck a hot bitch in the woods if you were just hiking and some random naked bitch walked out of the woods and she was bad as fuck?
Yeah, you never had sex in the woods?
That's a fucking trap.
You never had sex in the woods? There's woods in Norwalk.
A random girl comes up to you.
No, not like that, but I'm saying you never like fucked in the woods. Trap.
No, never needed
that's to. A trap.
Mike?
In the woods?
On a golf course?
Never in your whole life.
Golf course.
Never
golf
like
course.
At an outdoor party or some shit like that? Like out in the, you never like went out in the, like.
And had,
nah, like, bro, oh, I've always like ended head, up like
a. Not full on.
I've
always ended up in like a garage or fucking someone's whip.
You go indoors, you like a roof over your head?
But not often.
No, I don't give a fuck. I would if I. Or a golf course I've been fucked a couple of times on. That's, I don't know. That's just. So happens to be where I was. Guess it's all location and timing.
Oh, location and timing, baby.
I would fuck in the woods.
Outdoor sex can happen more often when you're young, but it doesn't happen like very often, I feel like, throughout your life.
Mm.
Unless you want, like, force it. Like
just, not force it.
What you mean by that?
Not force it.
Force the opportunity.
Fuck me.
Where you force the situation onto a person.
I mean, good save.
Not where where that. If you're like
I get trying to have
if you're, with, yeah, if you're with a girl and you're like, oh, I like to, I want to do it outside. Woods. I want to fuck.
Or you're with a girl who hikes a lot though, and you guys.
Nah, I feel like that would only happen.
But
to me.
See, that's like I feel like if it would happen naturally, it's not. It's more rare than if you were like, hey. Next time we go hiking, let's fuck in the woods. Or yeah, just to be like running and it happened.
It just happened
sometimes,
to me.
Though, it depends. No, that's not, I don't know.
I didn't end up going to the woods, though. I didn't end up going at all.
Word. I believe it.
All right, man.
But cool. I'm saying that's you're why I feel first. Like not a lot of times where I would have sex in the woods because I didn't be like, hey, let's go do it. But when the time I did, let's go.
It's about happened. Yeah. That's the one I feel like you don't like go plan to do it.
Exactly. But if it does happen without
unplanned, you don't plan the fuck in the woods. Then that's unless you're the down bad.
The unplanned outside is probably the best.
But if but you ran into a naked girl in the woods and she was like, yo, you trying to fuck?
Real quick, before I'm out.
Where are you going? Would you clap her? She just walks up and goes, noise.
Would you clap a mermaid? Would you clap
her? Yeah, you're hiking by yourself and you're just walking.
You just hear that? Noise.
Yeah.
Would you clap a mermaid?
What?
Would you clap a mermaid?
Cop a mermaid?
Clap.
Clap yes. a mermaid?
Yes.
But like, it's like.
Definitely, right? How would you, though?
That's what I'm saying. She got yo, some fish pussy somewhere up in there.
That's what I'm wondering.
Like you clapping like mermaid, like, you know, like bottom half, long ass fish.
That's a long dispute. Let's look it up.
Would you? ask the internet, would you? Where do you?
Mermaid.
Vaganza.
The Vaganza.
The mermaid's vent. Not vagina, is the external opening for the digestive and reproductive tracts of fish. It's located in the same place as the vent for the majority of fish, in the front of the anal fin, of course.
Call me anal fin.
They threw in a comma and said,
call me anal fin. Call me anal fin.
Anal fin bar calamitous?
Anal fin Hitler.
Okay, yes. I like that.
If you say so, dude.
You control all elephants.
Yo, that'd be a crazy porn name.
Who's that guy you're working with today? He's just an elephant healer.
That just being a category on fucking. Obviously, Cornhub, because it'd be Pat.
Let's see some chick. Like, maybe it's like your corn. Favorite chick or whatever.
No, I'd be getting a Blumpkin. Because only one way it would happen, I'd be getting a Blumpkin. You know what a Blumpkin is,
dude,
obviously.
That's
right?
Too much, dude.
You know what a Blumpkin is, obviously.
We were talking about it last podcast. You don't listen to the Shedcast? You asshole.
Yeah, that's obviously why I was thinking about it.
I was about to say.
That's obviously, why I was thinking about it. Something in my head was like, why was I thinking about that?
Yeah. It was pumpkin beer or Blumpkin, dear.
Yeah, yes, yeah, sir.
Nice.
Gang. And
gang. Yes, sir.
You getting a Blumpkin, bro? And straight corn?
I would never get a Blumpkin. I'm gonna restate that from last week.
Why?
Because I don't think I'd ever.
You got nothing to lose.
I don't think it's me losing anything. I do. I just don't think that would be. I think that'd be weird.
That's gross.
But it depends if it's a bad shit, like it's clogged up and like,
no,
like
why
it's not comfortable.
You,
no, and that's
you know, Pat. That's you know what that is, dude.
This is the problem.
You know what that is? Okay. Yucky.
Yes.
Yucky poops.
This is a problem.
Yeah.
That you're gonna be you're getting ahead.
Yep.
Is that so? Are you you're in the shit position? When you're getting
I'm still on the toilet, bro.
But you're
but you're in shit position.
Depends.
Is
she going crazy? I'm probably like, oh,
no, you're not
leaning forward, but like
you know, she's just giving you head, right?
Yeah.
But
and
you have to shit while she's doing it.
Probably gonna be back straight.
You think you're gonna be so? You think you're gonna shit like this? You think you're
no, no,
no. You're gonna shit in shit stance. Yeah. So while she's giving you head, right,
like,
you're gonna be in shit. You're gonna be
shit
like this,
stance.
And then we're like, it's our shit.
Which means shit stands. No,
because you gotta be shitting while she gives
I'm
you
hoping
head.
I. It's just like, it's just like clean.
Stands?
Like
everybody
it's open the doors and it falls out.
Yes, but she has to be sucking
is?
Your dick.
Sometimes you never know.
She has to be sucking your dick while then
wow,
you start shitting. Then you're
but
shitting.
No, if it's a nasty one where I'm down bad, I'm not even gonna shit.
Down bad.
I'm talking about this a nice one, a log. Clean, even a, clean. Even it doesn't. Even, the paper's pretty clean too.
All right, so you gotta time it out, buddy. And take a little break. Like, you know, just like fuck around with it. You know, put your finger in an ear and shit, and just like
no,
your
no, that's not the point. The whole point of the Blumpkin, right?
I do like the finger
she's
in the
going
ear
down
idea. That's
fully,
very unique.
She's fully going down on you, and then you're shitting.
Yeah,
that's the whole point.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So you can't be like, wait, hold on, close your ears. Then there's no point.
No,
he's not giving her earmuffs. He's not going to close her ears.
You're
giving her
earbuds.
Because I like to do that. I'll do that.
He was about to say a bad word.
Don't listen to this. Start pushing.
No.
So then you don't want to do it.
No, I would do it.
But you would make sure she doesn't realize your shit.
What if it's some nasty shit
and she's spraying
everywhere and shit?
That's the point.
It's crazy.
Then that sucks. You, if a chick was like, hey, push you into the bathroom.
I want to suck you. What if she was like,
my God, this is amazing, baby. Maybe. Amazing.
All right. Here we go.
You got horrible bubble guts. You're like, oh, fuck. But you're kind of hitting it off with this girl.
Do you know what that is?
Bubble guts?
Yeah.
It's like your stomach's like fucked up.
Yeah,
from all the shit.
How do you even drink? Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, so, bro, it's like common knowledge.
So you're at the party, right? So it's odd. You kind of hit it off with some chick, but you're like, fuck, I got bubble guts. I got to get
rid. Is she fat, though? That's all right. Like, don't be some badass bitch that I actually want to like. Yeah. Don't be some badass bitch that I want to get with, like, forever. Like, I'm not letting you suck my dick. I'm taking shit.
I don't think a girl is going to ask you to do it. That's the problem. Yeah, no. You'd have to ask her to do it.
You don't think a fat bitch would ever ask you to do it?
No.
You know, honestly, no.
No.
Yeah, never. I think
nobody ever did it.
I think you put yourself in enough situations.
A shit smelling asshole with shit in the toilet. You need a
drunk, cracked up freak who needs money too.
Mike, yeah, you're paying somebody now.
What's your idea? What's your idea? She pushes you into the bathroom.
Yo, so you got the fucking shits, right? Shits. Right.
Wait, what,
the
bro?
Shit. Right, we gotta tell you, take a poop. Don't be too loud. Sorry. So you run up to the bathroom.
Yep.
Right, but you're kind of hitting off with a girl. So the girl sees you, runs after you. Don't realize you go into the bathroom. Right. Boom. She sneaks in behind you. Close the door. You're like, oh fuck! I have to shit so bad I can't hold it. And she's like,
I don't care.
I want to suck. No, you don't. She doesn't know this, but you're saying this in your head.
Oh, I thought you say out loud. No, oh my God, no. I got a shit so bad.
Would you ever say that out loud?
No. But I thought that's what you said.
No, I do all the time.
In your head.
I
do all the time. This.
She locks the door and you go, oh my God, I got a shit so bad.
In your head.
I would say that.
No, right out loud?
I'd let her know off rip. I'm taking shit.
No, because you were kicking it off with, right? And she's right. See,
but I'm taking a shit. I'm taking a shit. Fuck off, bitch. But
hold on. Listen, motherfucker.
Let you suck on my shit.
Dude, listen to the fucking story.
You got bubble guts, dude.
Right? You run to the fucking bathroom because you're about to fucking shit. Yeah. Right? To get rid of it.
Did I eat carrots?
Yes. Dude,
yeah.
Right?
Lamb talk.
That's bad.
Lamb talk. When pickles eat carrots, it's bad. Go ahead.
Good. Wow. All right, so...
What are you talking about?
No, you only talk when I talk.
Yeah, exactly. What is your story about?
I'm trying to tell you.
About bubble guts?
Yeah, you got bubble guts. You run to the bathroom.
The chick is chasing you up there.
Yeah, she's trying to hook up with you.
So then you're about to shit, and you're like, oh, fuck, I can't hold it. She comes in there. She's like, yo, pull your pants down. I'm about to suck you off, right? So like, oh, fuck. So you pull your pants down, sit on the toilet.
I wouldn't sit on the toilet.
Let him fucking
go. I'm saying. This is because you can't hold it. You can't hold your shit. So and then now you sit on the toilet. She starts sucking you off.
I'm holding it.
You're going to hold it?
I'm holding it.
Until when?
Until you nut.
And then he's gonna let it
rock. Oh my God, if you know it, shit.
No, I'm gonna have a very, very small time frame. A very small, small time window where I want to smack her. Tell her to leave the premises immediately. What? She has 5 seconds. Because I'm gonna nut and I'm gonna have 5 seconds to get out of this bathroom. I'm gonna blow this bitch up. Her dick has no more control over my body.
You think you could have held it in the whole time and nutted?
He's like, nah. My body, like, 5, 4, my assholes, breach, flood.
Dude, I don't think you have that type of control. You just said,
are you telling me, bro?
Because you just said that your shit flies out of your ass sometimes without control.
Who said that?
You just said that, like, a few minutes ago.
I never said that.
Okay, we'll run the tape back. Ladies and gentlemen, fucking hit me up in the comments.
No, I never said that.
Let Pickle know that he let everyone know.
I have shit myself in the past by accident.
Nice. Sweet.
I don't trust you.
You never shit yourself?
Yeah, plenty of times.
I don't trust you if you
haven't. What?
I don't trust you if you haven't. What do you mean what?
You never shit yourself?
I have. I'm saying I don't trust you if you have not.
You sit in it for a while?
No.
I do sometimes. What's up, dude?
What's up? What are you trying to talk about?
No, I'm just kidding.
Interesting.
Sometimes you got it, though.
This is getting crazy.
No, that's fine.
Yeah. In the best way.
No, I'm just feeling good.
You should.
Feeling good about that poop.
What's up with you and poop, man?
I wanted to see you eat that.
What is up with you and poop, bro? You said doo doo real early. Corn. Remember when he said that?
It's the corn. Y'all started talking about corn.
Yeah, I want to see the corn poop so bad. But you have to swallow it. You have to swallow the corn.
I said he wants to see the corn poop.
Because then it will come out whole. Jesus Christ. The more you chew, the less whole ones come out.
I have to swallow what, dude?
The whole corn. Like the can.
The whole corn on the cob?
No, not the can. No, the can of corn. You drain it.
No liquid.
No liquid.
No, no liquid.
You just, but you have to swallow it. Oh, God.
No, I can't do that. I need to chew a little bit.
No, you can, no, you gotta guzzle.
I'm gonna try my best not to chew, but I'm gonna be chewing though.
Oh, okay.
I'm gonna try my best not to chew.
Fine. It needs a little substance. I'm gonna try to shit a shit. I probably need a little substance for the brown part. Whatever, that's weird.
If I have a consistent diet of straight corn, I shit a perfect thing of corn, would you eat it for $10 million?
Yes.
$10 million.
It came out of my asshole.
Yeah, but why would your asshole corn be worth $10 million?
Oh yeah, you got some reality TV show, bro. And they saw me shit fucking corn, and they're like, "Ah, like buddy,
it was my idea."
Like Fear Factor.
Yes, I would definitely do it. If I saw the $10 million
cash
when I see it hit the bank account after taxes, when it's like
it's straight up
$10 million. Whatever
it is, cash, bro. It's in cash. It's in your face. It's security escort.
Oh yeah, I'll take a nice bite of it.
No, you need to eat the whole thing.
I'll try my best.
Out of the toilet bowl.
For my family.
Huh? With your bare hands.
Yeah, I wasn't even thinking of using anything but my hands.
Live television.
Yeah. For the $10 million? Yeah.
You would too?
$10 million is $10 million, dude.
Live television? Where would y'all go? What would y'all do with your lives?
First I'd buy a gun. I'd buy a gun and a shoe.
So then you could never tell him that's
your... An untraceable gun. Like, I can shoot you with a mask on.
Dude, I don't think I'd be able to do that on TV, escape. Though.
No, live television, but you'd be shunned, but you'd leave the country.
Or you just go around and be the dude who ate shit.
And then you drop an album.
Not the guy who ate corn shit, bro. I'm going to show somewhere.
Hey, yo, I ate corn shit.
I'm not the guy that ate corn shit.
I'm not the guy that ate corn shit. He just looks like me.
Go to Australia, motherfuckers.
Little corn shit. Yo, if that's your rap name, little corn shit.
We have a section of kangaroos up there.
Yo, what if all your raps are just diss and Pat?
I should start doing that.
I'll make diss raps.
No, if you ate his corn shit and you got the $10 million.
Oh, no.
And he got nothing from it.
Yo, this piece of shit took a corn shit.
You just fucking diss. Because you're not going to get any money, right?
No, I'm already rich.
From what?
From sharing corn so much.
What? How? You got rich from that?
Don't worry about me. I'm not telling you my finances.
No, it's all fucking. This is
bad. Don't worry about my finances.
Yeah, no, I would not eat your rich ass.
Make that in an hour.
I would not eat your rich ass corn for rich ass
corn. Just your broke ass corn would be different.
You're not eating my bloody fucking corn for fucking.
No, not anymore. Because now you're rich and have diseases. And your fucking shit is bloody. I don't want that. I wanted the fresh.
$15 mil.
Yeah.
To eat, Five more, what?
The bloody poop.
And drink your poop, dude.
Goes, eat my poop.
Dude, he's talking about how much imaginary money would it take me to eat my poop.
Just to gauge your boys.
He can feel good about himself and shit.
How rich are you? My poop's worth 15 million.
Oh, I'm just asking a question. Every man's got a price. Okay, every man's got a price.
What if it was Beyonce's poop, though? Not your poop.
I would eat that for free.
Okay. So I'm just wondering.
I'd pay Beyonce to eat her shirt.
Nice. How much would you pay?
I really hope you get E. coli poison.
Like $30.
You give Beyonce $30 to eat her shirt.
That's it.
But you want Mike to get 15 mil for eating it.
No, I get 15
mil.
No,
I know. But that you're saying, like,
you're going to give Beyonce 30 mil.
No, $30.
You know, he's going to give her $30, but he has to eat the shit. And he's also losing $30.
Yes.
I'm gaining the 15 million.
Yes.
And eating the show, it's different. It makes sense for that.
Yeah, we're all eating shit, so we're all ganged
together. But if Beyonce was like, yo, my shit's worth 35, you're like, nah.
Like, nah, girl.
You're asking me for a fucking Lincoln?
Move on.
$30, that's it.
Next girl, bro. Let me know. Give you a price.
Taylor Swift, 30 bucks for that?
No,
bro. I'll give her like Katy Perry. $3.50 I give Taylor Swift $3.50 I give Katy Perry 75 cents
Uh huh. And keep going. Angelina Jolie.
Oh, I could do like $20 $30
To eat that shit. Yeah. Nice.
All right.
I mean, we actually mean to eat the shit. We don't mean to have sex with them.
I'm munching on her poop. I know.
Like on a plate, and she's not even around.
On anymore. A straight spoon plate on my living room
table. You don't even get to watch it come out.
It's like ice sitting cream. On the couch watching nighttime television.
Yeah, but you don't get to watch it come out. In,
but I want it hot and steamy.
Okay, you get to be there when it happens, but you don't get to see it happen.
As long as you get to see your toes.
Okay. It's under, you get to see your feet under the stall.
All right, we're straight.
Okay.
It's fair.
Cool.
Jeez, yeah, I could do that.
So you would pay $30 a month for that? A subscription?
Yeah.
For different bitches? Yeah. You but if I don't like the bitch, I want my money back.
Like what it tastes like?
No, yeah, you can.
What?
Like what it tastes like?
What do you mean?
Like you're going to return it because you didn't like the taste of it? And they're going to be like, dude, it was
shit.
No,
it's not. Like if y'all send me some stupid, it tastes like shit.
Bitch, dude, it's shit.
If y'all send me some stupid, ugly bitch for the month, like I'm not fucking with.
No, come on. That's not what we're talking about.
No, you have to show up, I think.
What?
You would have to show up to their facilities.
Yeah, you'd go there.
And they would have stalls where you could look at their feet underneath. How else would you do it?
They come to your house?
They don't have stalls.
For $30, you're going to fly them out?
I don't need a stall.
Yeah. How are you going to see their feet?
Shit on a plate.
Yeah, but where?
My living room.
That would be ideal.
Oh my god.
But Beyonce don't got time for that.
Oh, what?
Beyonce doesn't have time for that.
She can't shit on a plate real quick.
In your house for $30?
Dude, that's the funniest shit.
She's hopping off private jet and going to your house.
I don't see why not, bro. Why not? What's the big deal?
That's right, awesome, dude.
You're right.
We'll make it happen. Right. Let's make that happen.
Dude, if I could make that happen for you, I would.
Yes, me too.
Rihanna.
That would be amazing.
You talking about Rihanna or Beyonce?
$30, my bad. $30.
Are we talking about Rihanna or Beyonce?
Beyonce.
What about Rihanna?
40. I go up to 40.
And Beyonce heard you. She goes, what? I just asked you 35.
Hey,
I don't got it. I don't got it. I don't
got it. Like,
I don't got it. I don't got it.
It offers two crisp 20s to Rihanna.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Guys are throwing tips out.
You're out of your mind. You're out of your mind, dude.
Wait, I just I don't got it. He's a whole new subscription.
You know me though.
Yeah, I do. I do know you, Pat. My bad.
Too well.
I keep interrupting him.
He's got nothing good to say.
I didn't say that.
I got amazing things to say.
Get closer to the mic.
I got amazing things to say.
Say it.
Like what?
That's not insulting. You
got closer and got lower.
What do you want me to say? People.
Yeah, because you don't have any confidence now.
What do you want me to say, bro?
Say something good, dude. That's why we got you here. Dude. You've been at this plant so long.
You're a plant.
I'm a plant?
Yeah, you've been at this plant so long.
I'm like a plant. I ain't got
you're
no
a
roots.
Plant.
I ain't got no roots.
That's the whole point. You do.
You're supposed to you never forget your roots, and you already forgot yours. Open your eyes, bro.
Open your eyes.
My eyes are actually so dry right now. I'm like fighting to keep them in my...
You want to call it? Don't fucking do that with your eyebrows.
Why? I can't do it. You don't like it when I do that?
Nah, you look like you're... That looks like you're about to take a
poop.
Mike,
what are you getting, candy?
No, Visine. Your eyes are scaring me.
Why am I scaring
you? Why do you think he's always got candy, bro?
Fuck it.
He's got little kids around and shit.
That's actually valid.
That is not valid. Mike, I don't feed my kids candy all the time.
Why not? You're a
loser. Candy's actually an adult thing.
No, it's not for little kids.
No, it's targeted at little kids, but it's not for little kids.
No, you should give it to little kids. It makes them smarter like me.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Okay.
Perfect proof. Evidence right here. With an IQ of
300.
300. 300.
All right, you want to fucking call it?
Dude.
Plugs?
Dude. Imagine there was a magic beam that we could use.
For you to get some bitches.
To get bitches. We'd be doing it. Well, guess what?
Yeah, we would be doing that guess shit what? Right now if we weren't. I'd be very upset if you told me we had a magic beam that we could be getting some bitches with.
Guess what?
That we were just in here not getting bitches with.
Guess what? We are doing it.
No bitches.
Not I wish yet. We already climbed the
beanstalk.
Fuck.
Yeah, it would have been a good sign off.
I don't think there's no bitches here.
All right, do plugs.
I don't like how you just do that.
You go first.
Mike Nice. CT. All platforms. Go follow it. Instagram. Videos. Bussin'. Bussin'.
Definitely.
Hot sauce bussin'.
Hot sauce bussin'.
Anything else?
Yeah. You already know. Ship is burning. Blue Play Special. All the singles is out. I feel like Bobby. Even the old ones. Go check it out. Stream it everywhere. And go check out all the podcasts. Sports Awards. Village Hidden in the Shed. All on the Shed Network.
Boom. Pickle.
I like bitches. If you're hot, follow me at Pickle Pat the Thinker on Instagram. Mike's drinking mad water. Is that water good?
He was imagining it was a can of corn.
Is that water good?
Finish your plugs, dude.
Yeah, follow
your
me.
Your mom liked it. Sorry, dude. I was just...
That was uncomfortable.
I felt like really being mean.
He's doing plugs, dude.
Yeah, bro. I'm trying to do plugs.
I didn't do nothing to you. You called me out for drinking water.
Yeah. You're slugging that shit.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, man.
Can I show you it again?
Nah.
Do it again.
I don't like that sound. That's not what you did last time.
That's what I did.
You didn't.
Pickle, do your plugs, man.
Yeah, follow me, girls and mm-hmm. gentlemen. Mm-hmm. On Instagram.
Yep.
Listen to Village Hit in the Shed.
Yep.
Ladies and gentlemen. Definitely ladies, listen to that shit.
Oh, man.
Hit us up.
Yep.
Slide in right. the DMs.
There you go. Right on. You heard it here first.
Fly in. Run to the door. Just never yeah. stop.
Don't blink at me, dude. Or whatever the fuck that was.
Yeah, son of my eye.
Yeah, God, like pork rinds.
I got pork rinds in my fucking eye. Just as dry as hell, making my eyes water up. My body was so dry, my eyes were watering up.
Yeah, it's because all that pork skin, dude.
Well, yeah, I know. That's what I tried to say.
Yo, follow me at Sid_Floyd on everything pretty damn much. Go check out me and Mikey's new freestyle, Ball If I Want To. Shot by our boy Jeffrey Doomer. Shout out to everyone else on the Shed Network. And yeah, fucking shout out to Village in the Shed, boys. We're fucking doing it. Pickle, thanks for coming through. We're about to hit 1 million views. We might be there now. I don't know. But yeah, that's all.
That's insane.
It is insane. But next time we peace check out. In, we'll be up a milli. Village yeah. in the Shed. Fucking one hottest million. Anime podcast in the world.
Peace out, kings.
Yeah. Mike.
Peace.
Stay pink.
And I bid you guys to keep rolling up. Say no later, bitches.
Peace.
Well, you already fucking made a big risk.
70 for a dime is a fucking deal. I'll be back at 4 to pick it up.
He doesn't want to.
Dude, fucking tell him.
I already fucking told him.
Well, tell him again.
He fucking said no.
Well, make him say yes.
How the fuck am I telling him?
Mikey!